Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Fan After Dark, and this segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Wow, stop me if you've heard this before. Anthony Davis, bricks of three. Welcome back into the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Dylon behind the glass on the 1-2s and threes. We've got Trevor the Creator here as well. Shout out to Alexis yesterday, who was the only person who called in. Yeah, that's right. Look at Trevor. Alexis called in yesterday, and not only was she an Eagles fan, but predicted a 42-3 Broncos
win. Only one person called in?
No, she was the only person that called in that predicted a Broncos win. Mm. Everybody else predicted a Cowboys win yesterday.
When are we getting to our predictions?
Tomorrow.
Oh, we're doing that tomorrow?
Yeah.
The playback? I thought we were doing it today.
Oh, you talk about our predictions for what we... I would tell you what, we'll do it at 10. Okay. I thought you meant our picks for the... No. Our predictions as to what we said on air Saturday. Yeah, we'll do that at 10 o'clock. What are we doing for top five?
Top five ways to cope with the Dallas Cowboys while watching the game.
So, love it. Or after the game.
Whether it's a drinking game, whether it's what to do while the game's on. You know, we'll come up with some things.
There you go. There's our top five things that we'll do. That's going to go down at 10:20, so make sure you're here for that. Shout out to Alexis, who I did say, courtesy of Trevor, you can call back anytime. You can call back anytime. So, for whatever that's worth. All right. NFL stack.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said... on these airwaves, now I've also been told that it's not going to happen, but I have said that I would like to see Dak call people out. I want to see Dak get fiery and say, you know what? This is unacceptable, what we're seeing right now. Just get mad. Look, you got $240 million, okay?
They're not cutting you,
okay? And they're not going to bench you. And if they did bench you, oh, guess what? You're still getting paid, okay? So, you know, if anybody has carte blanche and or the cachet to say so, and I'm not saying, look, rip the team from top to bottom, but if anybody can come out and say something critical of the football team that we would all listen to, and not roll our eyes, it would be Dak Prescott.
What about if Tyler Smith did it?
I mean, I don't think we'd roll our eyes at it. Depends on how he said it.
O-line's balling. D-line got to step it up. We'd be kicking their ass in practice.
And then I'd say, well, you know, look, you also didn't look great yesterday against the Broncos. You know, like, I mean
the interior defensive line for the Broncos had their way. It wasn't even the edge. Benito only had like a 15% win rate.
Tyler Guyton held his own yesterday. Yeah, Terrence Steele got crushed, but
they did not handle stunts well. The running backs didn't block well. The interior O-line didn't block. There was a lot of pressure up the middle.
You looked like you had a backup and a rookie in. at your center and right guard spots yesterday. Mm-hmm. Tyler Booker has just been okay this year.
Yeah.
He's not been great.
It's not some huge talking point that you need. It was a bad pick, but he hasn't been like 12th overall. Like, oh my God, we got our generation. Like you hear the guys, the Penei Sewells, the Joe Alts, the, what's the boy from Will Campbell. They're like raving. Like we've got our cornerstone for the next 10 years. We've already seen enough.
Now, I do think he's a cornerstone. I don't think anything to worry about. I just think that it's, you know, he's shown, for as much as we thought, okay, this guy's going to be a mauler. He's going to be
Tyler Smith.
And, oh, by the way, he is replacing Zach Martin. Mm-hmm. So let's not pretend like this guy's not replacing.
Nick Martin?
What's that? I did have to think for a second because I do typically call him Nick Martin. And so I wanted to stop and make sure I called him by his correct name.
Or Nate Brown.
Or Nate Brown. If you know, you know. Nate Brown's going to get. And come on, Rasheed. You can't be throwing footballs at people's heads. Okay. Rashee Rice.
That's your spokesman.
That is my guy, but man, you're not helping me out, Rashee, okay? North Richland Hills, don't stand up right now.
Okay? Sit down.
Stay seated.
Because, strap in. Buckle up.
Because right now, I mean, Rashee's just, it's like, dude, you're two games removed from a six-game suspension, dude.
We're throwing footballs at
like
guys.
You're throwing footballs at guys' heads. Now, I get it. It's not like, you know, there he is back on the field again.
Andy said, I should end up getting back out there.
Andy doesn't care. Andy is a throwback head coach. What? You going to win me games? I don't give a damn what you want. 972
pointing out a great point. The Dallas Mavericks are going to not score 100 points for the second time in four games. And that's what it's trending. I don't think they will score 100. That would be, 25 points here in the last 7 minutes?
Well, unless Max Christie decides to hit 10 more of those. I don't think that's going to happen either. No, this offense is terrible. This basketball team. I tell you what. What?
Most people have left the arena, by the way.
As they should. I mean, why
it's a Monday night?
You? Holy mackerel! You know, just sitting right there.
They're trying to put the camera on Max Christie.
Yeah, they were. As he trots up the court.
Let's keep it on Max. Let's go to A-Cam.
Stay A-Cam. Right there in the middle of the floor. Right there. We got a couple people that stuck around. Okay, let's get to this real quick because this is. I'm wondering if this is what we all need right here. This is Ja'Marr Chase, who we all know is one of the best wide receivers in football. Jamar's had a rough go over the last few years. Yeah. Okay.
He's been the best shooter in football like 2-3 years in a row.
Number one, your defense sucks. Oh, there they go with the shoot. Tell you what, football, say what you want about the NFL. While the NBA is kind of like, oh,
what are you talking about?
Hey, what? NFL's like, oh, you got a wife beater or somebody that's been in prison lately? Put a graphic up.
Put a graphic. Highlight it. Meet outside.
We're in the middle of the third quarter, and Tyreek hasn't done squat. Hey, let's talk about it. He's a wife beater. Go ahead.
Here's the timeline for anyone who hasn't caught up. I love that because there's moms and sisters that are watching. I can't believe this guy is playing football. And it's like, well, there's the graphic. ESPN's got you covered. They're going to put a full graphic, color-coded, have transitions.
Do you want a hate watch? Okay, boom. You want to know what kind of a-hole he is? Here, let's put a graphic up and exactly let you know what kind he is. Anyway, Ja'Marr Chase, the Cincinnati Bengals might be one of the worst defenses, not named the Dallas Cowboys, in the NFL. He's got a different quarterback every other week, it seems like. And he's one of the more...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
more, dare I say, candid wide receivers when it comes to letting you know what's bothering him. This was him yesterday after the Bengals blew a 14-point lead in the last 7.5 minutes to the previously winless New York Jets.
Disappointed is the entire team come up short today.
You lost, bro.
When you lose a game like this, Jamon, you're up 38-24. Is it stunning for you as a player? What's your reaction?
Next question.
Zach said he's looking for guys to step up as leaders on the defense. How much of that is on you as a leader in this room to kind of surge that charge or help the defense find leaders?
Ain't my job. Yeah. I play offense, not defense.
This offense last year, a lot of times, scored a lot of points, Jamar, and lost games. You're kind of back here again. What needs to change in here?
I don't know, Zach.
Is that the same reporter asking all those questions?
I mean, look, shout out to him. I mean, that's one of those deals where, and I respect the reporter, and you know what? I respect Jamar Chase for, that's a classy, professional back and forth. Yeah. Okay? Because that's one of those deals, and I've been in situations like that before where, kudos to, look, Jamar Chase does not want to answer questions. Okay?
Does not
like,
want what to answer questions.
But as a, and I'll tell you what, as a reporter, those were thoughtful questions. Like, look, you got to ask him something, okay? Yeah. You can't just give him softballs, and you're trying to at least put a little nuance to it so it's not like, hey, kind of like what we saw with Manny Machado a couple weeks ago when they asked Machado, like, hey, how do you feel right now? He's like, well, we got a question. How do you mean? And so for him, so for the reporter and him to have a little back and forth and ask this question, because, you know, as another reporter, you're like, look, unless you got something, I mean, what are you going to say? Those are, and you know this,
yeah.
Those are the tough moments.
Yeah. Especially a heartbreaking loss. This team thinks there's something. Jamar Chase is a very talented player. You know he's
because
not feeling
great.
Because
if you win that game, now you're 4-4, all right? You know the Steelers, you're thinking to yourself, okay, the Steelers have the Green Bay Packers tonight. You're not sold on them, all right? Like the AFC North, let's be real. For as much as we thought going into this season, like, hey, this could be one of the best divisions of football, it's actually turned out to be one of the worst divisions of football. Yeah. But it could be one of the best to watch as the season goes on, because hey, 8-9 might win that division.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, if you're the Baltimore Orioles, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you're saying to yourself yesterday, A, why the hell didn't we start Tyler Huntley 2 weeks ago? And B, hey, you get Lamar back. The report is he's going to be back on Thursday, yep, against, I want to say Miami is who they're playing.
Yes.
Could be right back into it.
Some other news, the Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain, probably the best corner in the league, is expected to be a candidate to be placed on the IR, injured reserve, due to That's the tough. Pectoral injury he suffered Sunday. Denver's next four games are at the Houston Texans, the Raiders, the Chiefs, and at Washington. So not good losing your best player on your team in Pat Surtain, who might be going on the IR.
Well, of course, the question is going to be if you're a one of those four teams that you just mentioned, do you think they've got an offensive staff that would actually take advantage of him?
That was
not
my
being
favorite.
There.
Surtain's on the sideline, and we're one, when we do throw the ball, we're throwing to Riley Moss, who's the only other starting corner,
only
on there.
Legit guy they got.
And then two, we're just running the ball.
Just run the ball. Like, oh, Javonte revenge game. Like, what? No. Like, you need
just
to
look
score.
At the field. Pat Surtain isn't on the field. I got two top 10 wide receivers running down the middle.
I mean, that and oh, by the way, we haven't talked
you didn't
about
know
this.
He was out for the game. The moment he's out, that's what all OCs. Okay, he's out the game.
Seriously.
New play call. Let's do this. Attack the guy who just got in the game.
Whether you're Clayton Adams, whether you're Cooper.
Dak. I'm putting Dak on this, too. Dak I need Dak on, yeah, to be no, able to, Dak's hey, audible. I know you just called a run play shoddy, but Pat Surtain's on the sideline. This might be the only plays on the sideline for. I'm taking a shot right here. And if it doesn't work, cool. It makes sense. Hey, this guy just came in for the best corner in the game. I'm going to trust George Pickens can beat him. CeeDee Lamb can beat him.
I mean, why not?
But they're like, let's run the ball. Now, obviously, I don't know who to blame. I don't know what the play call was.
No, I think you're right. I think it's everybody's involved. Okay.
Somebody's
like
you, make
I mean, what's the where's the sense of urgency? And I guess that's my concern with this football team. Now, the 4th-and-5 call, that was another big deal yesterday that people had a problem with is, you know, it's 4th-and-5. You need, you know, you've got a short field. You're at your own 44-yard line. Like, your defense has been atrocious. You've got the best offense or one of a top five offensive football, and you don't trust your offense to go out and get 6 yards. Like, look, it doesn't matter if you don't get it. The game's over.
Yeah.
You ain't stopping anybody.
You're not
okay?
stopping anybody.
Like, what you and I and everybody else saw and what we talked about going into last week or this past Sunday was when your defense sucks that bad, your offense is it's the margin for error is slim to none, and Slim's leaving town.
And I do want to give you this note as well. This felt like malpractice. The Vikings.
By the way, Mavs only down 12. Continue.
The Vikings will place Carson Wentz on IR.
Saw that.
Wentz will undergo season-ending surgery on his left shoulder. And shout out to the Vikings for just keeping him in there as he's getting beaten up. They only have two quarterbacks on the roster.
That's an old-fashioned ass whooping. And shout out to North Richland Hills. Rashee Rice back in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Back in a big way.
Glad he's on my fantasy team. He just scores every week.
Dude, he scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks.
And then,
remember that time when you guys asked me why I didn't think the Chiefs were off to an 0-2 start? Remember what I said?
Cam Scataboo, who ankle
did you
was
see
sideways.
That video?
Yeah, it's bad. Dislocated ankle when he was in the hospital. Guess who brought him pizza and cheese sticks?
Right? Jackson Dart.
Big Dom from the Philadelphia Eagles stopped at the hospital and brought pizza and cheese sticks to Cam Scataboo at the hospital.
Aww.
Just a little New York love.
A little New York love right there. From one goon to another. How about that?
And Joe Flacco's day-to-day with a shoulder injury. Taylor said he's sore today.
I'm sure. Look, he's 50. I'm sure he is. You've got him throwing the ball 45 times a game.
Puka Nacua is expected to return from his sprained ankle to play Sunday against the Saints. Puka back in the lineup.
Meanwhile, your Dallas Mavericks have trimmed this Oklahoma City lead, which was 1.24, down to 9. On the court right now is no Cooper Flagg on the floor right now. You've got Jaden Hardy,
who's been balling,
D'Lo, PJ, Christie, and AD on the floor right now. For your Dallas Mavericks,
Jaden Hardy starts at point guard next game.
I'll tell you what, at the rate they're on a 10-0 run in the last 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
D'Angelo,
Christie for 3. Here we go, Max Christie. Can we pan back over to the one fan that was still there just a few minutes ago? Where's she sitting? Anyway, maybe we'll find out later. All right, so there's your NFL stack. Apparently, and we'll get to this in the last hour, apparently Micah Parsons has an issue with how Trayvon Diggs is being treated. More Fair Foul next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.